I hope with prayer to Zeus and other immortal gods we shall repulse the dogs of war and death brought on us in the black ships. Aye, this night we'll guard ourselves. Toward morning arm again and wet against the ships the edge of war. I'll see if Diomedes has the power to force me from the ships, back on the rampart, or if I kill him and take home his gear, wet with his blood. He will show bravery tomorrow if he face my spear advancing. In the first rank, I think, wounded, he'll lie with plenty of his friends lying around him at sunup in the morning. Would I were sure of being immortal, ageless all my days, and reverenced like Athena and Apollo. As it is sure, this day will bring defeat on those of Argos. This was the speech of Hector, and cheers rang out from the Trojans after it. They led from under the yokes their sweating teams, tethering each beside his chariot, then brought down from the city beeves and sheep in all haste, brought down wine and bread as well out of their halls. They piled up firewood and carried out full tally hecatombs to the immortals. Off the plain, the wind bore smoke and savour of roasts into the sky. Then on the perilous open ground of war, in brave expectancy, they lay all night while many campfires burned. As when in heaven principal stars shine out around the moon when the night sky is limpid, with no wind, and all the lookout points, headlands, and mountain clearings are distinctly seen, as though pure space had broken through, downward from heaven, and all the stars are out, and in his heart the shepherd sings. Just so, from ships to river, shone, before Ilion, the Trojan fires. There were 1,000 burning in the plain, and round each one lay 50 men in firelight. Horses champed white barley near the chariots, waiting for dawn to mount her lovely chair.